You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's set list, Stranger's local music podcast. With me, I'm Megan Sealing, and that's Ari Spool.
Hey, what's up guys?
You guys know the drill, right? We go through the Stranger's bands page, www.thestranger.com/bands. It recently got a facelift too, I might add.
It looks really
cool. So it's starting, yeah, it's coming together. And you can search for bands by name, you can search for them by genre, you can listen to MP3s, check out bios, get more information. And for this show, what we do, we go through, we pick out some favorites, we see who's playing some shows this week, we listen to them, we play them for you, and you can decide if you want to go see them or not.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
That was kind of a lengthy explanation.
Well, I want to make sure it's clear, you know?
Yeah, it's true. We got some good stuff coming up this show, though, I think. It's kind of a quiet week in Seattle. I think everyone's taking a nap, because last week was so ridiculous. There were nights where you were like, I'm going to go to 4 shows tonight, and then I'm going to die. So I think maybe everyone's taking a break, but that doesn't mean there's no music to see, because there totally is, and there's tons of good stuff. What's happening tonight is the 7-year anniversary of the Vera Project. Yay! Hooray! Happy birthday!
7 years old.
I know. That's like, what, second grade?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, learning arithmetic.
They have a huge show to honor this big occasion. The Pleasure Boaters are on the bill as well, with Team Gina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like almost a dozen artists, aren't
Bow
there?
Bow and Arrow and Chocolate. And there's going to be cake.
Yum.
people care about that. And it's free. That's the coolest part. It's a free party, and there's going to be
tons
ages,
of
stuff
course,
to do.
Because it's at the Vera Project.
And we're going to play you a Pleasure Boater song. But you should know that this isn't a punk show. There's like Team Gina is not a punk band. Chocolate is not a punk band. But Pleasure Boaters is. And we're going to play you Elliptical Realism.
Yeah. It's only one place I've been besides here, besides here. If that's what you wanna hear, so the cat scratch knees to the pulled back. Something black, something pale, wrapped in stone. Milk white air. Why don't we go up there? Why don't we go up there now? Ooh. Why don't we go up there? Why don't we go up there now? Ooh. Why don't we?
That was Jay Tillman. The song is called Milk White Air. He's playing at Numo's on Saturday night, opening for the Cave Singers and Whalebones.
That's a big show for Cave Singers. Congratulations,
yeah,
guys.
That's exciting. I do love the Cave Singers.
Yeah, so. I'm getting really into them lately. I think that winter is a good time to listen to the Cave Singers.
I think so too, but I could also hear them in summer at night.
And Jay Tillman too. Just like soft music. This is kind of, except for Pleasure Boaters and the song that's going to be played next, Novi Mir, and song and one other song, it's kind of the quiet edition of set list, I think. Like soft nap time, like happy, like sit down on the floor.
Calm down, rock.
Yeah, totally. We're surprisingly subdued. Compared to last week, I think everyone was just like off the wall, and today we're all just like...
It's a cleansing breath.
It's
so
true.
Tell me about the next song, Novi Mir.
Okay, so the next song, Novi Mir, it's called What the Hell's Going On? And they're playing at the Blue Moon with Universal Measure and Cadillac Radio tomorrow night, Saturday. And that's a free show. I think that Novi Mir is kind of a funny band because they always have really sexual posters. I think I've mentioned this before. But I don't know. That's kind of weird. It's kind of weird to be extremely overtly sexual.
Well, let's just listen to the song and see if the song is extremely overtly sexual.
I think it's just kind of confused.
What the hell is going on? We'll be right back.
seen you since, but I can't seem to remember.
So that was Carol Ann by North Twin. They are one of my favorite kind of alt-country bands in the city right now. Again, total chill-out music, but that'll be a good show to, like, I don't know, just have a beer in your hand and...
What if you don't drink like me?
Well, then have a cola in your hand, just or like perhaps some soda and bitters.
Soda and bitters.
I don't know what you people do.
That show's at the Sunset, by the
it
way,
is.
On Sunday.
With the Riff Brokers.
And the Dirty Birds.
Dirty Birds.
So if you guys haven't been checking out Lion Out lately, you're really, it's dumb of you. Lionout.thestranger.com. It's the music blog for The Stranger.
It's
tons of
blowing up.
We have show reviews, we have CD reviews, we have funny little news stories, and then we also, whenever we get breaking news relating to both national or local scene, we always post it up there, you know, so you guys can know what's going on. And there's a lot of stuff that happened this week, and you can read about all of it on lionout.com. But we wanted to run through some of it here too, just to keep you guys all in the loop.
The Setlist News Minute, we'll call it. Yeah,
right.
But these are just stories that are, like, relating to more local bands. One of the things that we're happiest about, we're saying congratulations to Kimmy Dawson.
Yay,
Kimmy Dawson. Her song's on the Juno soundtrack. She does the whole soundtrack, and that soundtrack is number 2 on the Billboard charts.
It's inching up on Alicia Keys.
Yeah, well, fuck that bitch.
And it moved up to number 2, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
To, you know, once you debut, to start moving up is a pretty big deal. So, especially now in the day of sagging record sales.
Congratulations, Kimya. It's so amazing for this to be happening to someone who is so kind and wonderful. The next up is Quab Copeland, who left the Sunset earlier this year to pursue a chili restaurant, and also book the Jules Maze, is going to be back booking the Sunset on Sunday afternoons. He's going to have big old parties there starting on the 17th.
Sunday Bloody Sunset.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be Bloody Mary specials.
Not
bands.
For you.
No, well, no. comedians are going to be there as well. It's going to be this whole, like, mix, multimedia extravaganza, I think, and it's kind of taking over the 4 o'clock rock that Jenny Bendel used to book when she was at the venue.
And so now Jenny Bendel is at the King Cobra,
yes.
Which is our next news item. They finally got their liquor license, so they're going to be opening just as a bar for the next couple of weeks until March, when they're supposed to be having shows, but we don't have any word on the schedule yet. Check Line Out, because we'll have that schedule up on Line Out as soon as we get it. And as soon as maybe they get, like, a website or something, we're really anxious to see what they're
booking.
They're still
really new.
They're so new. There's lots of discussions about King Cobra online out if you're interested in more details. Fleet Foxes, local band, signed Sub Pop.
It's official.
No surprise there.
Yeah.
Kind of been the most unkept secret in the entire city for the past 6 months.
I got to interview the band actually for an upcoming issue, which was great. And so Sub Pop's gonna officially release their full length sometime this summer, they said, and then the band is also gonna kind of self-release with Sub Pop's blessing an EP that they're gonna take out on tour with them when they go out on tour later this year in the spring with Blitz and Trapper.
Oh, fun.
Starting, I think that tour starts in February. So you're going to want to see the Fleet Foxes when you can. They're playing at the Vera Project, I think Valentine's weekend, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's the 15th.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
And then they're going to go on tour and be gone for a while and go get famous all over the world, so.
Yeah, now's probably the last time you'll get to see them, like, opening for other bands.
Speaking of signings,
yeah,
and other bands, Jaguar Love, one of the post-Blood Brothers projects, signed to Matador. That also features Jay Clark of Pretty Girls Make Graves. Pretty Girls also signed to Matador, so that's
and
not
also
a huge
Cave
surprise.
Singers, which is Derek Fidesco,
right?
Also formerly Pretty Girls,
they signed to Matador
it's all
earlier.
It's true. You have to have been in Pretty Girls Make Graves to be on Matador Records right now.
It's true.
And another post Blood Brothers band, Past Lives, which features Jordan Morgan and Mark, and Devin, who all used to be Blood Brothers, are playing their first show opening for Liars on Tuesday at the Showbox. So congratulations to them on getting a huge first show. That's amazing. Although technically it's not their first show because they played like a
last
secret
week they
show
played at the Anne Bonny. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's going to be awesome. You should go check that out because it's supposed to sound pretty good.
It's
I've heard good
official
things.
Official debut. I don't see how it couldn't be exciting with like Mark, obviously, and then I'm a big fan of Jordan, and then Devin.
Yeah, Devin
who
Welch
was in Shoplifting, The Chromatics, Display, like 8,000 other bands.
Soil Doves, everything.
All right. So
East Side Magic.
Setlist News Minute.
Yay!
In 5 minutes.
Our next song up is also kind of newsworthy, though. It's Grinch. It's a new song that he put on his band's page. I think it's from his new record that he's releasing on Chop Suey on Sunday. And that shows with Cancer Rising, GMK, Rubio, DJ Swerve One, and D-Black, another setlist
That's
favorite.
A great hip-hop lineup.
Yeah.
Showcasing, like we just had the program, obviously, and then Dime Def's playing next week.
And Grinch did so well at the program. Everyone came out of there talking about him. So I think a lot of people are really excited. Larry's really excited, our hip-hop columnist, Larry Mizell.
Yeah.
And this song is featuring Samantha Hyatt, and it's called So Free.
I'd never forget her. See, I mean her whole demeanor when I seen her. It just mesmerized me. And the thighs be, they had me thinking like I wanna get inside these. You know how guys be thinking like the Osleys. Eyes be on the work to do between the sheets. She seen me creep slowly. I said she should get to know me. And she told me, oh really? To show me. What could you do for me that these other dudes can't? Baby, I'ma break it down, I'm everything these dudes ain't. So do you think we could exchange numbers so I can hit you up next week? And we could just speak about whatever's going on in your life. I might be able to write whatever's going wrong in your life. You need John in your life. All she did was smile as she dropped the 7. I was up to heaven. I have got to let her know she was as close to an angel as a woman can get. God must have spent a little extra time on her to put a little extra dime on her. I guess I'm blessed that I'm on her. And I want her, and I just might get her. I could spend my life with her. Cupid just might hit her in the heart with a dart. She had my heart from the start, but I'm talking too soon. I hope I talk to you soon, so holla at me. Somebody's on the other line, so I answered, and by chance her voice was on the other end. Please believe I wanted to love her then, so I told her to come over, so maybe I could know her a little bit better than I do at the moment. Don't it sound like an idea? She said, yes, let me get dressed, I'll be right there. The next 10 minutes or so was the slowest that it's ever been in my life. Yo, she might be spending the night if I play my cards right. Alright, there's a knock at the door. Come on, John, keep your cock in your drawers. So I stopped and I paused before I invited her in. Her look stared me shook, won't even try to pretend. And then she put her arms around me and said that God found me and how she missed me. Oh, now she kissed me. Wow, her lips be better than Angelina Jolie's, and she told me, ain't this something that you need to show me? Yo, we got it on till the break of dawn. Lucky I ain't break the bone, I wake and yawn. Man, it's time to take her home. So we rolled out of bed, took a warm shower as I dried off her. Still couldn't keep my eyes off her. I've got to say, I ain't gonna be the same again. By the way, girl, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
had the cash, I'd buy new fishing gear, and I'd walk all my friends to a pier near here, and we'd bait our hooks with the weight we've acquired, and we'd toss them out to sea. Oh, we'll find some keys and drive all day till that blacktop road gives way to clay. When the hillside ends and we soar into space, oh, me and my friends will all have smiles on our face. When the rocks come into view, I'll sing my final words so true. When the rocks come into view, I'll call you.
Jeff Kanzler, that song's called Blacktop Road. Jeff is new to set list. And before that, you heard another new to set list song, Kate Tucker and the Sons of Sweden. That song's called Saturday Night. I kind of think she sounds like Natalie Merchant. Kate Tucker's playing Sunset Wednesday with Come Say Hello and Caravelle. And also Wednesday, Jeff Kanzler is playing Columbia City Theater. That's kind of all we got for you guys today. We're gonna play you our band of the week, Dear Obviously. City. You may or may not have heard of him since. Because he was in the Music Lead a couple weeks ago about East Side Bands.
Written by one Jeff Kirby.
If you have anything you want to say to us or you have any requests for set lists, you should just email us at setlist@thestranger.com. You can read things we write every day on lineout.thestranger.com.
And including breaking news.
Including
like
breaking news.
The next pretty girl's offshoot to sign a matador.
Oh, God. There's so many. And you can see and read more about these bands on stranger.com/bands. This is Dear City, Sharpen Your Spears. We'll see you next week.
It comes down to what I can see. it.